Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your loving kindness towards us. We thank you for your daily bread that you feed us with, that we can nourish our spirits with the living bread that comes from your word. Greetings, saints. Our reading is 1 Corinthians 2, verse 13 to 16, Amplified. We also speak of these things, not in words taught or supplied by human wisdom, but in those taught by the Spirit, combining and interpreting spiritual thoughts with spiritual words for those being guided by the Holy Spirit. But the natural unbelieving man does not accept the things, the teachings and revelations of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness, absurd and illogical to him, and he is incapable of understanding them, because they are spiritually discerned and appreciated, and he is unqualified to judge spiritual matters. But the spiritual man, the spiritually mature Christian, judges all things, questions, examines, and applies what the Holy Spirit reveals, yet is himself judged by no one. The unbeliever cannot judge and understand the believer's spiritual nature. For who has known the mind and purpose of the Lord, so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ, to be guided by his thoughts and purposes. Jesus told the parable of the sower and the seeds in Mark 4 from verse 4. I want to just focus on verse 9 and 10. Then he said, anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand. Later, when Jesus was alone with the 12 disciples and with the others who were gathered around, they asked him what the parables meant. And so we can see that during Jesus' ministry on earth, the Holy Spirit had not yet been given because he had not yet died on the cross and he had not yet sent the Holy Spirit, the gift of the Holy Spirit. So, in those days, the disciples had to ask Jesus himself, and he explained the truths in his teachings, which is basically God's word, out of Jesus' mouth. But this was about to change. In Acts 1 verse 8, Jesus himself said, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. And geography aside, we're not physically in Jerusalem as they were. So it's in your town, in your area, in the neighboring areas, and to the ends of the earth. Whether the area is a province or a country, that depends on where you live. And of course, the gift of the Holy Spirit did come in Acts 2 verse 1 to 4. On the day of Pentecost, all the believers were meeting together in one place. Suddenly there was a sound from heaven like the roaring of a mighty windstorm, and it filled the house where they were sitting. Then what looked like flames or tongues of fire appeared and settled on each of them, and everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other languages as the Holy Spirit gave them this ability. In fact, Jesus, when he was praying to his Father before heading to the cross, said the following in John 17, 25-26. O righteous Father, the world doesn't know you, but I do. And these disciples know you sent me. I have revealed you to them, and I will continue to do so. Then your love for me will be in them, and I will be in them. So Jesus continues to reveal himself to us via the Holy Spirit. So that is the comforter that he sent. The fact that God is incomprehensible to the human mind, that he is much higher than us and bigger, is in Isaiah 55 verse 9. For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. Another place where this is reflected is Job 37 verse 21 to 24. We cannot look at the sun, for it shines brightly in the sky when the wind clears away the clouds. So also golden splendor comes from the mountain of God. He is clothed in dazzling splendor. We cannot imagine the power of the Almighty, but even though he is just and righteous, he does not destroy us. No wonder people everywhere fear him. All who are wise show him reverence. This fear is the reverential respect, not being scared. Similar sentiment is in Isaiah 40, verse 12 to 15. Who else has held the oceans in his hand? Who has measured off the heavens with his fingers? Who else knows the weight of the earth, or has weighed the mountains and hills on a scale? Who is able to advise the Spirit of the Lord? Who knows enough to give him advice or teach him? Has the Lord ever needed anyone's advice? Does he need instruction about what is good? Did someone teach him what is right, or show him the path of justice? No, for all the nations of the world are but a drop in the bucket. They are nothing more than dust on the scales. He picks up the whole earth as though it were a grain of sand. And finally, from George's favorite scripture, Romans 11, verse 33-36. Oh, how great are God's riches and wisdom and knowledge! How impossible it is for us to understand his decisions and his ways! For who can know the Lord's thoughts? Who knows enough to give him advice? And who has given him so much that he needs to pay it back? For everything comes from him, and exists by his power, and is intended for his glory. All glory to him for ever. Amen. That was George's favorite scripture. He was an old man who has since passed away, and he would stand up and just say that scripture in Afrikaans, because it was what his heart was full of. And our reverential respect of God is reflected in this kind of scripture, where we realize that he is so much bigger than us. I mean, the NASA photo of the earth suspended in a shaft of sunlight reveals it as a little blue speck. And that is just our little planet. And that's in our galaxy, which is part of the universe. And he holds all of that in the span of his hands. That's in Isaiah 40 verse 12 that I mentioned earlier. So you can see that God is holy and awesome and all-powerful and amazing. And we as a natural human being, cannot understand him. And therefore we need his Spirit to enlighten us, to reveal his truths to us. So we listen to his voice like the sheep listen to the shepherd. We listen to the Holy Spirit. And that opens up the truth in his word so that we may grow to become more like Jesus every day. And this is our goal. We want to become more like Jesus so that when we shine our lights, they see Jesus. We don't want them to see us. We want them to see Jesus, because we are the clay and he is the potter. We are the branches. He is the vine. So in the light of God's awesomeness and the fact that he reveals his truth to us, it is our responsibility to shine our lights so that others can see the beauty and the wonder of our beautiful, loving Heavenly Father. So shine your light.